Very welcome to a Billy and Sue Sunday supplement this week. And we really enjoyed covering the general election on Thursday for Vectis Radio. We were there at the count. And I don't know about you, Billy, but it's the first time that, well, I've done two things. One is be at a live count, and it was at the Medina Leisure Centre. And secondly, also covering it for a radio station as well.
Yeah, indeed. It was a first, wasn't it, for both of us?
It was.
And do you know what? This is something we've not mentioned on the show. And this is the whole point of the Sunday supplement. It's a little bit extra, isn't it, really?
Yeah, bring your bits that we haven't talked about in the show.
Yeah. So bring your stool, perch on the stool and listen in. So in the media section, it was fantastic. We've already spoken about that bit. The bit that was amazing was you literally, when all of the candidates arrived, you couldn't hear a pin drop, could you? At various points, you knew that this was serious and this is actually democracy. Despite all of the drama and the gossip and the broadcasting and making sure that it was informative and entertaining for listeners at home, for you at home, hopefully listening to it, at the same time, once everybody had arrived and the count had started coming to a close, all of a sudden, it was almost like there was this shared agreement with all of us in the media section that, yes, this is democracy and a Member of Parliament's about to be elected.
Yeah, it was the candidate's moment, wasn't it?
It was. And can we just say as well, all of the candidates that we dealt with and spoke to and I personally interviewed all came across as really nice, genuine people.
They did. They were very charming, weren't they? And they very graciously gave us their time, didn't they?
They were. And do you know, sorry, they were. They were, but also, yes, they did indeed. What I found particularly interesting, because it's the first time I've done it from a broadcasting perspective, actually been in a count room getting information live on the ground, it's fascinating, isn't it, how many people actually want to talk to you?
Absolutely. And the other the thing that I found interesting, well, one of many things, obviously, is the way the media shared information between each other. So regardless of who they were working for, they're very open and generous and friendly, weren't they, it seemed to me.
I agree with you, and it kind of works both ways, doesn't it? I remember I overheard somebody mention, and here's something juicy, I'm not going to say which candidate it is, or even which constituency it was in, and I'm simply going to refer to them as they. So I heard the gossip on the ground was, next time we need to do a primary.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
And I can only assume that's in reference to the East White primary that went on in the East White. And that little bit of gossip I overheard, when you're in the media section, sometimes they forget that the media are there.
Yeah.
And it's little things like that. When you're broadcasting, you have to sort of attune your mind to different things that perhaps the candidates might slip out. And it's interesting, Sue, tell me if I'm wrong here, but they say quite a lot without saying a lot sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, so you have to read behind the lines, don't you?
And sometimes you've got to pick it apart too, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember I was talking to one of the media colleagues in the media section that we were in about that comment. And I said, oh, I wonder what that means or what that's a reference to. Because, of course, we're trying to unpick things with really not all of the information. And yeah, when I heard that comment, I thought, oh, OK, what does that mean? Does that mean this candidate is doing well? Are they not doing well? Do they think that it'd be a good idea for there to be a primary next time? And so I'm trying to unpick all of that to make sure, and so are you, that ultimately the broadcasting that we're doing is informative and entertaining.
Absolutely, yeah, and hopefully it was both. I mean, I can only speak for myself, obviously. Well, not sure I can, actually. I think I can speak for Billy as well to say that we absolutely enjoyed every minute and we found it absolutely enthralling. And I hope that you know, if you did tune in, well, firstly, thank you very much, but we hope you found it interesting as well.
We do, and talking of this, there are going to be some highlights that we'll upload onto Spotify, Audioboom and VectisRadio.com in the coming days.
That's right. And also on the Tuesday morning show with Ian Mack between 10 and 1, he's also hoping to bring you some highlights as well.
Yes, so we're not actually going to upload them until then, because you're going to have to listen in to Ian if you want to hear the highlights with him.
Absolutely, and Ian's always worth listening to anyway. He always has some good content to bring. So, yeah, do tune in. well, at our Tuesday between 10 and 1.